This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. jury in the high-profile trial of a white former police officer accused in the death of George Floyd watched the video of the 46-year-old black man gasping for breath as the trial opened on Monday. The widely seen video of Floyd dying while in police custody last year in Minneapolis, Minnesota, triggered protests around the world against police abuse of minorities. Jurors watched as former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin pinned Floyd to the pavement for more than 9 minutes, while Floyd repeatedly said that he couldn't breathe. Onlookers in the video repeatedly shouted Chauvin to get off of Floyd. Both the prosecution and the defense gave opening arguments at the start of the trial Monday, offering sharply different views of how Floyd died while in police custody. State Prosecutor Jerry Blackwell accused Chauvin on trial for murder of using excessive and unreasonable force when he pinned his knee on Floyd's neck on a city street after a nearby shopkeeper accused Floyd of trying to use a counterfeit $20 bill to buy cigarettes. But defense attorney Eric Nelson countered in his opening argument. He said, quote, Derek Chauvin did exactly what he had been trained to do in his 19-year career, end quote, to restrain Floyd after he had resisted arrest. Nelson said medical evidence in the case will show there were, quote, none of the telltale signs of asphyxiation that the prosecution claims killed Floyd from Chauvin pressing against his neck. Rather, Nelson contended, Floyd died from underlying health issues, including high blood pressure and drug use. The 45-year-old Chauvin has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter charges. If convicted, he could face several years in prison. VOA News.